الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الاثم وباطنه سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. What I'm going to do is that between today and tomorrow, we're going to keep rotating between the history, the theory, and the practice of Islamic spirituality. And these three things are interrelated and interwoven, and these three things may change over time. So I've covered thus far the history and the theory of Islamic spirituality from the Quran and the Sunnah, and a little bit from the Sahaba, Tabi'in, and Tabi'i Tabi'in. I did that theory. I also gave you a little bit of the history. I want to move now a bit broader into the area of theory of practice, and if one's to say, what exactly is tazkiyah? What is it specifically that I'm trying to purify myself of? Or later on, when the discipline becomes called tasawwuf, so what exactly is tasawwuf? And what does tasawwuf purport to do? And what would somebody like me get from tasawwuf? So I'm going to now use these two terms interchangeably, tazkiyah and tasawwuf. And for now, by tasawwuf, I mean nothing other than tazkiyah. And you should know that the Sharia is not interested in terms or labels. The Sharia speaks on realities. There are many things that have acquired different names and terms over time. I'll give you an example. In Pakistan, the vast majority of people in Pakistan who learn how to read the Quran do so by studying a booklet called Nurani Qaida. Now, you will not find the word Nurani or Qaida. Well, you won't find the word Nurani Qaida anywhere in any verse or in any hadith, right? It's just a term used. Or I'll give you a better example even, because that's the name of a book. They will call this process Nazira. That, ji, hum pehle humare bachche ko nazara padhane. If I say that, look, why are you coming with this word nazara? Say tajweed, say kiraat, say tilawat. Why don't you use the words that are in the Quran and Hadith for this activity? A person would say, look, it's just a label, it's just a term, right? And there's a particular reason we use this term, because nazara means, comes from nazar, which means that my son is learning or my daughter is learning how to sight read the Quran, as opposed to necessarily the rules of recitation and tajweed, or to memorize it in terms of ifs. And you will find this extremely prevalent all over Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and the entire South Asian diaspora abroad, that first our children do nazar. It's just a term. It means that they are embarking on a course of study to attain the deen of Islam's goal, which is that they should be able to read and recite the Quran al-Karim correctly. So just like nazara is to tajweed, as far as I'm concerned, tasawwuf is the same thing to tazkiyah. As far as certain aberrant practices that crept in, I will be discussing the, again those at length with you tomorrow, inshallah, so that we can separate what I'm going to call Islamic spirituality, separate that out from things that may be un-Islamic, or maybe less than ideal in the deen of Islam. So if we were to then go back, and what is the question? The question was that what exactly is tazkiyah and tasawwuf? So first of all, we should know that tazkiyah and tasawwuf is not the be-all and end-all of the deen of Islam. It is just part. It is a branch, a discipline, an area of Islam. And no single branch is going to cover every single thing. So right now, what I'm going to specifically, and you must listen to this carefully and understand what I'm about to do, because if you don't understand what I'm doing, you may get a skewed understanding. I'm specifically going to focus on those additional things that a person who is not formally studying tazkiyah and tasawwuf, what are those additional features or additional facets that is claimed to be imparted through formal tasawwuf and tazkiyah. So I'm not going to say pray namaz. That everybody does. That's not something additional. Somebody says, okay, no, what additional, what would I get out of it? Right? And that is really the way you recognize something. Everything is recognized due to its distinguishing features, its hallmark features. So what are the distinguishing hallmark features of this branch of Islamic learning known as Islamic spirituality or tazkiyah and tasawwuf? What are its goals, what are its aims, what are its methods?